Our next story is like a mixture of Law and Order and Northern Exposure. Last summer, dozens of caribou turned up dead in the Alaska tundra. Three hunters went on trial this past week. They were charged with leaving the carcasses unharvested, a misdemeanor under Alaska law. The caribou killings were notorious in state media, but few reporters were at the trial. That's because it's being held in Point Hope, a village of about 700 people. Picture a place closer to Russia than the continental United States. Picture the North Pole. That's Point Hope. Reporter Jill Burke of the Alaska Dispatch did make it up there, and she joins us by phone. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning, Leanne.
Point Hope is one of the oldest inhabited places in North America, but you write there's never been a trial there. How is that possible?
They have held traditionally their trials through the state court system in the larger regional hubs, of which Point Hope is not. The judge in this case recalled having traveled to Point Hope three other times, but they weren't for trials. They were for other types of proceedings. So from his perspective, this was the first ever trial. And from a lot of people that we spoke with who've lived there for decades, they said the same thing.
Is there a courtroom in Point Hope?
There is not a courtroom in Point Hope. There is a city center. The mayor and the bookkeeper hold their offices there. It's normally set up as a bingo hall in the evenings, and they kind of transformed everything into a courtroom. So the judge is at the front, and everybody else is seated at these collapsible tables.
What was the hunter's defense?
The hunters basically said they felt they had no choice but to leave these animals behind, that one of them they encountered was sick and out of fear of the spread of disease. It's their traditional practice to leave it on the tundra, essentially quarantining the community. They attempted for more than an hour to salvage meat, but they said in the end the only thing they were able to bring back was the tongue.
What was the verdict?
The judge found the men guilty. He said technically under the law he didn't have a choice but to do that, and that it's a world where we need to all live under the same rules of the state.
Were they sentenced?
They were not. The judge chose not to impose sentences.
Was this a big deal in Point Hope?
This was a huge deal. This was a very huge deal. People felt that this was an attack on their subsistence way of life, on their native culture. There are traditions that have been handed down from fathers and fathers before them over generations out of survival and custom. This trial really exposed this great fissure between some of those still ongoing traditional subsistence practices and the laws of the state. And in the case of the game laws, they're really orchestrated to prevent the waste of meat from trophy hunting, people that might want to just go out and get the horns and leave the meat behind. But the laws everyone needs to follow.
Jill Burke is a reporter for the Alaska Dispatch. Thank you, Jill.
Thank you, Leanne.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and from the Ford Foundation, working with visionaries on the front lines of social change worldwide at fordfoundation.org. From the George Lucas Educational Foundation, creator of Edutopia, your source for what works in public education. Learn more at edutopia.org. And from Kauffman, the Foundation of Entrepreneurship, supporting the entrepreneurs movement. Learn more at buildastrongeramerica.com. This is NPR.
In 1951, doctors took a tissue sample, without permission, from a dying woman. That cell line revolutionized medicine. But her daughter still worried.
She felt like her mother was really alive in those cells. Her soul was alive in there. And can she rest in peace if parts of her are being shipped all over the world?
I'm Guy Raz. The amazing story of Henrietta Lacks, that's next time on All Things Considered from NPR News.